Farage, NATO and EU Army cannot coexist. By Victoria Friedman on December 3, 2019. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has warned that NATO and a future EU Army cannot coexist. Mr. Farage said during a campaign event in Buckley, Wales, on Monday that Prime Minister Boris Johnson has to choose the UK's place inside or out the European Defence Union. He said that if the nation commits to the proto-EU Army post-Brexit, then the North Atlantic Treaty Organization could collapse. NATO and a European defense union cannot coexist equally, Mr. Farage said in comments reported by Politico. He continued, no man effectively can serve both. We've got a decision to make. Highlighting the importance of British military might to Europe, the Brexit Party leader said, if we leave the European defense union, it becomes valueless. Because without the UK, it doesn't have the muscle that it needs. But if we stay, don't be surprised if NATO falls to pieces and we leave the security and protection that America had for us. Thank God, twice in the last century, he added. Mr. Farage's comments come as President of the United States of America Donald J. Trump is in the United Kingdom for a three-day visit to mark the 70th anniversary of NATO. During his trip, President Trump is meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Emmanuel Macron. The president had criticized the commitment of NATO members when in 2015, just five of the then 28 member union had hit the 2% GDP minimum spending on defense, those countries being the US, UK, Greece, Poland, and Estonia. The USA funds around 70% of NATO, spending 3.4% of its GDP on defense. In the subsequent years and with the support of Secretary General Stoltenberg, more European countries have heeded the criticisms of President Trump and have recommitted to the spending target. Even Germany, which was set to fail to meet its own reduced spending target, recently committed to increased spending. Expanded to 29 countries, seven nations are now hitting their 2% target. However, French President Emmanuel Macron, who along with Germany is a great proponent of an EU army, claimed last month that NATO was suffering a brain death. He alleged America was turning its back on us, Europe, and questioned the US's commitment to the defense union and its members. President Trump started his NATO visit Tuesday by addressing Macron's remarks, calling them very insulting and remarking that France had many problems of its own, stating, "Nobody needs NATO more than France." While the Germans and the French leadership may disagree fundamentally on the importance of NATO, they, along with Brussels, remain the cornerstone of support for an EU army, which Mr. Farage fears will overextend its reach and threaten the 70-year-old transatlantic alliance. Mr. Macron had said in November 2018 that the EU needs its own army to protect ourselves with respect to China, Russia, and even the United States of America. The call for a real, true European army was backed by Chancellor Merkel, the European Commission, and senior European Parliament politician Guy Verhofstadt. Mr. Farage warned in July that as president of the EU's powerful executive arm, Mrs. von der Leyen would advance plans for a European army, saying, "She's a fanatic for building a European army, but she's not alone. When it's completed, NATO will cease to exist or have any relevance in Europe at all." In 2017, EU member states signed up to the Permanent Structured Cooperation Process, or PESCO, a key element of the bloc's defense union plans formulated by the outgoing European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, who had said the EU needs an army by 2025. Mr. Farage told voters in Wales on Monday that his EU is not just talking about building their European defense union. They are talking about flexing their muscles around the world. "I find that in itself very alarming talk. What is clear, what is absolutely clear, is they want NATO out of Europe. That's what the politicians in Brussels want," he continued. "I would say that in a world where there are some major serious threats, we need that military relationship with America today as much as we have ever needed it," Mr. Farage added.